Immigration and Customs Enforcement conducted raids across North Carolina this month, arresting more than 200 people. It was a direct reaction to decisions by local sheriffs not to provide ICE access to their jails. But one North Carolina county made a different choice and is now a center for ICE activity. Naomi Prelow reports.
The Alamance County Detention Center is a large, beige, windowless block of cement that sits across from Storybook Homes with perfectly manicured green grass. It may be smaller than other detention centers in the Triad and Triangle, but it's an important stop in immigration detention. Alamance County Sheriff Terry Johnson is a central figure in its importance.
The people that we're trying to hold here are criminal, illegal immigrants. That is actually raping our citizens in many, many ways.
Advocates in the NAACP denounced Johnson's use of the word raping, but commissioners still support their sheriff. Since his comments, Alamance County commissioners unanimously passed a contract with ICE to detain undocumented immigrants. In the contract, ICE pays the county $135 per inmate per day. They also agree to fill at least 30 beds per day for the first month. Amy Gailey is the chair of the Alamance Board of Commissioners. She says the county needs the money.
Alamance County has a historically low property tax rate, and we struggle with funding some of the things that our school system and other county needs are. So this is a way for our sheriff's department to be a little more independent.
Along with the financial benefits of working with ICE, county leaders like Sheriff Terry Johnson also believe that undocumented immigrants pose a safety risk.
They cross the border illegally first time. That is not my concern. But when they cross the border illegally, come in here, deal drugs, kill people, cartel activity. That is my concern.
Academic researchers, the Cato Institute, and others have produced reports showing that undocumented immigrants commit less violent crimes compared to native-born citizens. These reports also show that crime involving immigrants are inflated by low-level offenses and the initial act of illegal entry. That's one reason other counties like Forsyth, Mecklenburg, Wake, and Durham have terminated their agreements with ICE. That prompted ICE to ramp up arrests across the state. Sean Gallagher is the regional director of ICE for Georgia and the Carolinas.
The uptick that you've seen is, again, a direct result of some of the dangerous policies that some of our county sheriffs have put into place. And it really forces my officers to go out on the street to conduct more enforcement operations.
Advocates for undocumented families say ICE's new way of operating is causing widespread panic among North Carolina's 300,000 or so undocumented immigrants. Andrew Garces is with Siembra NC.
Can you imagine like just feeling like it's totally random? It could be me, it could be my brother, it could be my neighbor. There is a feeling of terror just leaving your house.
Maria Tea Sosa felt that terror recently. Her husband, who works in construction, was swept up in a raid earlier this month. Juan Miranda with Siembra NC translates.
I was left here with my two daughters. Husbands were also taken and their children, and I would stay home with the children while they had to go to work. And it was really stressful, really, you know, I was really anxious because I was afraid that they were going to be, my daughters were going to be picked up too. And then what would I do if they were taken as well?
Sosa and her husband live in a three-bedroom trailer with their two daughters and six grandkids. They walked from Mexico to be reunited with her daughter, who is also here undocumented. Her husband and her two sons-in-law were all arrested during an ICE checkpoint in Burlington. Their only crime? Driving without a license. They were immediately taken to the Alamance Detention Center for a day before they were transported to the Stewart Detention Center in Georgia.
Well, right now we are just really afraid. My husband was gone for a week, so he lost his job.
Throughout the home, there are images and statues of the Virgin Mary. One large statue has dozens of $5 and $20 bills on it. Sosa says she gives money to the Virgin Mary in hopes of a miracle. And her miracle came, temporarily, and to the tune of a $5,000 bond. Her husband was released and is back at home now. That freedom could change at any point. They still have to go to court and fight for him to stay here. Naomi Prelow, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.